From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, December 8, 2017. I'm Philip Graham. At the top of the news, Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. Officials in Columbia and Greene counties continue to entertain the possibility of sharing a jail facility. The subject was the focus of a discussion during a meeting of the Greene County Legislature Public Safety Committee meeting on December the 6th. Committee Chairman William Lawrence said if the decision is made to consolidate, Greene County would close its existing jail in Catskill, and those in custody would be transported to the Columbia County Jail located in Greenport. Only the Greene County Sheriff's Office would remain open. For court dates, people would have to be transported to Greene County and back. Greene County correction officers would serve as drivers. Because the existing Columbia County facility does not have the capacity to house additional people, a new addition would have to be constructed at a cost of roughly $10 million. Greene County would foot most of the bill at $8 million, and Columbia County would contribute $2 million. Legislator Pat Linger said the shared jail proposal is good enough, but pointed out that a joint facility runs contrary to state law that requires each county to operate its own jail. A shared jail would require a change in state law, Linger said. Greene County Jail Superintendent Michael Spitz said, and I quote, "I don't think the idea of a shared jail is feasible, financially or realistically," end quote. Officials from both counties are scheduled to meet again on December the 20th to discuss the shared jail proposal. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Anthony Fiducia is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. The Stewart House in Athens has been sold. Owner Owen Lipstein said the new owner of the 134-year-old riverfront restaurant and inn is Lon Ballinger, but offered no further information about the buyer or the purchase price. Lipstein owned the 9-room hotel, restaurant, and bar for 16 years, with much of that time focused on renovation work. Lipstein recently moved to New Mexico. He said the future of the Stewart House is in good hands. Lipstein said, and I quote, "Ballinger is a complete professional, and I think he understands the area and the potential of the area," end quote. The new owners will host an open house with live music and refreshments at noon on December the 9th, the day of the Athens Victorian Stroll. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting in the Columbia paper. Columbia County officials are awaiting state authorization to pay for two part-time assistant public defenders for nighttime arraignments and for a paralegal to support them. The funds will come from New York State Indigent Legal Services and will allow the county to ensure that those arrested at night will have a lawyer the first time they face a judge. The goal, said County Public Defender Robert Linville, is to make sure, and I quote, county residents have the maximum chance not to have their lives interrupted while they are still innocent, end quote. Each new assistant public defender would earn $49,000 a year. The new assistant public defenders will alternate working at night for 7 days, with 7 days working during the day. The paralegal will work full-time during the day. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Doxy is reporting in the Daily Freeman. Dutchess County legislator Joel Tyner has emerged as an early challenger to State Senator Sue Sereno. Tyner, a Democrat, announced his plan to run for the 41st Senate District seat in a Facebook post on December the 3rd. The 41st Senate District covers all of Dutchess County, except Beekman and Pauling, as well as Kent, Phillipstown, and Putnam Valley in Putnam County. This will be Tyner's third bid. He ran unsuccessfully against then-Senator Stephen Saland in 1996 and 1998. Tyner, 53, was elected last month to his 8th two-year term in the Dutchess County Legislature. Sereno, a Republican from Hyde Park, is serving her second two-year term in the state Senate. In an interview with the paper on December the 7th, Tyner criticized her as beholden to special interest. He said, and I quote, "She's not a bad person, she's not an evil person, but she allowed herself to fall into special interest," end quote. Tyner supports a $15 minimum wage by 2020 for companies of 500 employees or more, single-payer health care, finding a way to reduce the burden of school taxes on property owners, and the legalization of small amounts of recreational marijuana for adults. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 36 degrees. For Friday night, it will be mostly cloudy with a low around 23. The forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, snow is likely, mainly after 2 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 33 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of snow, mostly cloudy with a low around 24. And on Sunday, a slight chance of snow showers before 1 p.m., then partly sunny, with a temperature high near 35 degrees. Sunday night, mostly cloudy, with a low around 21. The sun rose this morning at 7:12 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:21 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 8 minutes of daylight, about 1 minute less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 8th day of December 2017. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day.